Those in favor of exchanges noted there were no Republicans on the Senate health panel to hear them, nor did anyone from the Walker administration attend the committee hearing. This upset Katie Phillips. She's with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She was visibly upset. She was only talking to Democrats.
This is horribly discouraging that we don't have any other voices here. I already know that you guys are pretty much on the side of exchanges. What's so disappointing is that we don't have any of the opposition here to listen to what we have to say.
Former Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald noted the committee hearing was occurring after the legislative session had adjourned. Furthermore, the Republican senator said Democrats were only holding the hearing to appeal to voters. The creation of an online marketplace to buy insurance wasn't the only topic discussed. So was expansion of Medicaid, something the U.S. Supreme Court ruled was optional for states. Mike Baer of Community Advocates Public Policy Institute in Milwaukee urged the Walker administration to expand Medicaid.
If Wisconsin chooses not to expand Medicaid, a large portion of the low-income uninsured clients that we serve, and at least 170,000 Wisconsinites, will remain uninsured.
The deadline for states to notify the federal government about setting up an exchange is November 16th. If the state does not create an exchange, the federal government will. Wisconsin was one of the states that unsuccessfully sued to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.